This is one of those recipes that you'll come back to often, so here are all the ingredients up front. If you mix any reasonable proportion of oats, nuts, fruits, seeds, and spices, you make muesli. But if you sweeten that mix and bake it, you get granola. That's really the only difference between the two. Whether you use agave, maple, honey, or sugar, that sweetener melts, caramelizes, and then sticks to all the other ingredients, giving granola significantly more texture. If I was tasked with explaining how do you make granola, that would be the end of it. But there's more to be taught here. Normally, granola bakes in a 350-degree oven for like 45 minutes. And if you use one little sheet tray making one small batch of granola that takes that long, you'll probably just end up going back to the bag stuff. That's why this Food 52 recipe for pistachio tahini granola is so important to know. The idea behind it is pretty novel. Tahini is a naturally oily paste made out of ground up sesame seeds, which effectively replaces some of the seeds and added oil in a regular granola recipe. Now that the oil and the seeds are being added together in the form of a thick emulsified paste, you get this tight, sticky texture, and it only has to bake for half as long as a typical recipe. This whole batch only needs 20 minutes. You put it on a parchment-lined baking sheet and bake it at 350 degrees. After 10 minutes, take it out and stir it around, then bake it for 10 more. During that bake time, you can wash the mixing bowl, wash the spoon, and then that's all the prep, all the work, and all the cleanup. Pretty good value proposition, eh? Really, the only downside is the list of ingredients. These aren't all exactly pantry staples. I'd wager that unless you've taken the homemade hummus pill, you don't keep a jar of tahini handy. But the technique works just as effectively with other thick pastes of seeds, nuts, or legumes. Peanut butter, sunflower seed butter, cashew butter, the options that lay before you are nuts. If your household has a big granola appetite, you can use two full-size sheet trays to make several pounds of granola on Sunday morning and have it last all month. There are some pre-made recipes in the description, but once you make your own granola three times, I think you'll be prepared to experiment. After lots of my own experimentation, I do have a few nuggets of wisdom to impart upon you. First, mix the wet ingredients like the syrup, nut butter, and vanilla extract first. It makes everything a lot easier to mix later on. Also, vanilla extract is so expensive, and the flavor barely comes through. If you don't want to waste a teaspoon of it, swap it for a little glug of brown liquor. Bourbon, rum, and brandy have all worked out great. And by the way, I don't want to hear any belly aching about this being a boozy recipe. Vanilla extract is 70 proof, just like Captain Morgan. You should know that the texture of your granola will be determined mostly by the sweetener used. 2 weeks ago, I swapped out all of the sweetener for 4 mashed up super ripe bananas. The idea was to use rum, walnuts, and a ton of cinnamon to make banana bread flavored granola, and it was spectacular, but the texture was tacky and chewy instead of rough and crunchy, since fibrous bananas don't melt and harden the same way syrup does. And finally, if you do wish to lighten granola's density, add a cup of puffed rice or puffed amaranth to the recipe. If plain puffed grains are hard to find and you don't mind the added sweetness, Rice Krispie cereal also works. Surely that is all that there is to say about granola, right? Alas, there is one massive point of contention that must be addressed. Clusters. People like me who don't care about achieving big, extra crunchy clusters are blessed with an easy life of granola making, but cluster lovers have to work a little bit harder. These are the steps to combat crumbling in ascending order of aggression. 1. Always let your granola cool down completely for at least half an hour before transferring to its ultimate storage container. The sticky sweetener holding all the ingredients together needs time to cool off and harden. 2. Give up on maple or agave and just use honey. There's something going on in this mysterious bee goo that makes it spread, melt, and harden into clusters 10 times more reliably than anything else. 3. If all else fails, take an egg white, froth it up in a little bowl, and mix it into the other ingredients before baking it. If you combine all 3 of these anti-crumble measures, your granola is going to have the tensile strength of steel beams. Hopefully, I've hammered home how this is a food that cooks quickly, stores well, and is composed primarily of an inexpensive grain. I'm assuming the only thing left holding you back is a shortage of inspiration, in which case I'll paste several recipes in the description. They all work on the same principle, mixing oats, nut butter, and fixins before toasting for 20 minutes. Enjoy your homemade granola by itself, in a bowl of milk, or as chia pudding's co-star on top of a jam-streaked yogurt bowl. Once you do get comfortable making your own granola, you'll realize how uninspired the pre-made options really are. What's the most popular pre-made granola flavor? Oats and honey? That's not a unique flavor, that's just what it is. May I interest you in any of our other breakfast options? Our signature pancake is bread-flavored, and today's omelet is egg-filled. I'll give you some time to decide. Curology has paid to be mentioned at the end of this video. Curology offers a super easy way to get powerful prescription skincare. A licensed dermatology provider prescribed my custom formula that addresses my specific skin concerns, and it arrives every month, right as last month's supply is about to run out. I can't even name 10 skincare products, much less use that many every day, so I like how simple it is. I just use the cleanser, apply my custom formula, and then finish up with a layer of moisturizer. It's easy enough to do every single day, and I didn't have to spend months of research and experimentation to get it figured out. Skincare is highly personal for each individual person. So if you are understandably not sure Curology will work for you, take solace in the fact that you can subscribe risk-free. If you're not satisfied with your results, Curology has a 90-day money-back guarantee. Pretty sweet. Start your Curology journey today at curala.g/internetshaquille2023. A subscription is required and it is subject to consultation.